I had left base camp at 0600 hours, and was well on my way to the first rendezvous, scheduled for 0800 hours. I wasn't on military training or manoeuvres, but it did feel a little like that, because I was camping out, so to speak, in a friend's deserted house, while he was overseas. It was a convenient arrangement, because his house was much closer to my temporary work contract than my own. I had synchronised my watch with both my trusty alarm clock and the local radio just before leaving the house. Now my watch said 0700 hours as I drove northwards across the Somerset levels. I briefly glanced down a muddy track on my right as I sped by. The image that flashed in my offside window was quite remarkable and surreal. So much so that I felt compelled to stop my car and reverse back to take another look. I discovered it was true. My eyes had not fooled me. Through an old field gate a little way down the track, I could see a layer of thick mist covering the ground about 2 or 3 feet deep. Eerily emerging from this mist and revealed in varying degrees, depending whether they were lying down or standing up, were Frisian cattle. I leant on the gate and cursed my stupidity for not bringing my camera. Some of the nearer beasts glanced towards me, and their expression seemed puzzled at my amazement, as if the phenomenon happened every day. Not wanting to be late for work, I took a last look at the field that reminded me of some alien landscape, and vowed to bring my camera the next morning. When I reached my rendezvous point, it was deserted. I couldn't understand it. As I walked across the car park, a girl from the office came walking the other way. "Where is everyone?" I asked. "Oh, they all left at 8:10," she said. "They waited as long as they could for you." I immediately glanced at my watch. I couldn't believe my eyes. 8:50, it said. "Better buy a new alarm clock," smiled the girl. The following day I remembered to take my camera, but the mists, like the lost hour, had completely disappeared.